Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Work began on J.R. Wilson's new opera house in Medford on May 9, 1902, and a grand opening was held in July. The owners touted the wooden building as one of the finest, best furnished, and safest in a fire of any public hall in Southern Oregon. A fuse in the electric lighting system burned out and delayed the evening program at the grand opening. Minstrel shows, moving pictures using Edison's marvelous machine, musicians and plays soon graced the stage. It also hosted political events, including talks on taxation, prohibition, and women's suffrage. By 1911, the building, located near the intersection of 8th and Central Streets, was too small for the size of the audiences and traveling theater companies. On October 3, 1912, a mysterious fire started outside the building, but was extinguished before causing damage. A few days later, an inside fire at 5 o'clock in the afternoon destroyed the building. Ironically, the name of the current play was Bought and Paid For and could be seen through the flames. Insurance covered $1,500 of the estimated $5,000 loss of the building. Today's episode of As It was written by Luana Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.